Welcome to the IHSA Insider as we celebrate the 50th anniversary of girls basketball at the Indiana High School Athletic Association. We are talking with players, coaches, and officials who have impacted the evolution of the game in our state. As we've always heard, in 49 other states, it's just basketball. But this is Indiana High School girls basketball. Sit back and enjoy reminiscing with the legends of Indiana. On our first podcast for the 50th anniversary of the Indiana State Girls Basketball Championship, we have the honor and pleasure of talking to Judy Warren. Not only was she on the first state championship team at Warsaw High School, but she was also named Miss Basketball, the very first. So it's appropriate that we talk to her first. Judy, welcome to the show. I am thrilled to death to have this conversation with you today.
Thanks so much, Jane. It's nice to be here and nice to still be here 49 years later, but it is the 50th tournament, but it's not quite 50 years since I played in that championship game.
You know what? Tell us your story a little bit. In your own words, you know, it started before 50 years ago for you as a basketball player and as an athlete.
Yes, I grew up in Claypool, Indiana, and our town was very, very small. So we were a part of the Warsaw school system. And Warsaw was much more advanced than a lot of the other communities in that we started to play basketball like in fourth grade. And so the opportunities for us were much better than a lot of my friends that I ended up playing college basketball that didn't get a start till high school. So I started playing in the backyard with my brother and his friends, who's 7 years older than I am. So I was a little one playing, just running after the ball and playing catch and going and getting it when it went off the rim too far. And so I was their chaser. And
after, did they ever let you in the game?
Excuse me?
Did they ever let you in the game?
Yeah, they did. Yeah. A lot of them would come back later on and continue playing. And my brother's still friends with a lot of them. So yeah, it's been great to have their support as well. But it was just growing up in a little town, and there really weren't very many other people my age to play with, and especially girls that wanted to play. So when we got into fourth or fifth grade, I couldn't wait to be able to play. I'd always, you know, watch the practices after school when I was in the third grade, and they'd let me practice with them, but you couldn't play until you were in the fourth grade.
That's great. And when you got to high school, they didn't have the state tournament, and you had a pretty good team through your freshman and sophomore years because of some other players that were there. You want to talk about them that kind of set you up to be able to be ready for the first state tournament?
Yes, when we went to middle school, that was the first year that the middle school or our seventh grade students were sent to Warsaw for school. Normally, we would just go in the middle, and so that was kind of exciting, but yet very challenging because I didn't know we would be 300 and some students in my class compared to the 26 I had at Claypool. So meeting all these new people was very difficult, but yet fun and challenging, and I got to play with a lot of players that I played with in our elementary or against in our elementary school. So when we got to high school or when we were in middle school, they had something called GAA, which was Girls Athletic Association. And that was just like a group of girls from the school that wanted to have an opportunity to play other sports. And it would just be against those people. So there were like 25 or 30 of us that would stay or come back into school in the evening, like 7 o'clock in the evening, and just play volleyball or dodgeball or kickball or whatever, just to have an opportunity to play some sports. And then they formed teams. So we had a volleyball team and a basketball team. And I think we might have had a track team with
track and field.
And that was in the middle school. So we all had played together for a couple of years before we went to high school. And we would also play teams like Elkhart Memorial and Concord and travel around a little bit, but that was always through GAA. So then our junior year in high school, we knew that the IHSA had started the track and I believe it was gymnastics for the girls back in 72. And we kept hearing that 76, or, you know, that basketball was going to come along sometime around that time. And our teams were always very good. We had Shonda Klein, who ended up being a Miss Basketball in 78 on our team. We had some people that graduated before I did, and Pam Noble, who was a part of the board of the IHSAA a few years ago and athletic director at Connersville, and she was very good. And then we had Cindy Knepper, who was tall and could get lots of rebounds. And so we just always seemed to have good teams and quality people. And then the opportunity, we heard our junior year that they were going to have a girls basketball team in 76 sponsored by the, or the tournament sponsored by the IHSAA. So I wanted to, that was our goal we had set, that we were going to be the first ever state champs. But we had no idea what any other teams were outside of our own little area of Elkhart, South Bend. We didn't know what Central or Southern Indiana had, because there was nobody to announce or or broadcast any games, and they never put scores in the paper unless it was the local paper. So it was
No scouting. You know, you became a coach later. Your role was much different by the time you became a coach, with scouting and preparing teams.
Yes.
I'm sure your coach probably had no idea what other teams were doing. Did she give you anything before games?
Well, our coach, Coach Soy, did. She was amazing, but she would be the first to admit she knew nothing about basketball when they gave her the job. She came from Illinois, and, you know, she wasn't really that familiar with basketball, but she was really good at tennis and golf. And back in GAA days, one person had to coach the volleyball team, the basketball team, the tennis team. We also had a badminton team, and that coach coached all of those sports. So she said she had to spend a lot of time at the library and talking with other coaches there in our school of what to do and how to set up the program. And she was very good about, you know, trying to get as much knowledge as she could and then use just our skills to kind of come together, and the fact that we had played together for a while.
That's great. Do you remember any championship run game that was particularly difficult or that you were worried about? Give us some background on that. I want to hear these stories.
Our sectional was very difficult. We were a Cindy Knepper, as I talked about before, was 6'1", and her maiden name was Ross, Cindy Ross Knepper. And so she would get the rebounds, and she would just throw it to the other end of the floor, and then it was my job just to run after it and get it and shoot layups. So we would score a lot of points just off of that play.
That's a great play.
Yeah. As soon as the ball went up, I'd take off to the other end, and then she'd be there to throw it to me. And I don't know why the other teams didn't put somebody back there, but coaching, it's come a long way. But then in our sectionals, you know, we were playing Tippecanoe Valley, and they had a really good player in Kathy Welch at that time, and she would score a lot of points, and we'd try and keep defense on her, and she'd still, she had a real nice jump shot and would seem to shoot over me pretty quickly. Then they slowed it down and they went like a four corner stall. And of course we had never seen that before. And just by holding the ball and possessing, and we were getting so frustrated and we just couldn't get the ball away from them. And it, so it was a very, very low scoring game. And luckily, she fouled out pretty early in the fourth quarter, and we were able to come on and win that game. And then after that, we really didn't have too many difficult games until the championship game, right, in which we only won by 5 points.
Well, let's talk about that championship game. From the beginning, when you got to go to Hinkle Fieldhouse, what was it like? I've heard you describe it. It's like Hoosiers. It's very big and it's intimidating. Just walk us through that, what you felt.
Oh my gosh, the whole series. I mean, you know, we started out our senior year driving ourselves to ball games. I mean, we didn't have cars at that time. It was only one family car, but somebody would always take part of the team and somebody else, some other parent would take the rest of the team and get us to the games. And, you know, we didn't have uniforms until my senior year. We just had t-shirts with taped on numbers. We didn't have, I mean, there was nothing. We were just thrilled with the opportunity to play. So it was rather amazing knowing that after you win sectionals, and we had quite a few people there and a big snowstorm, and you know, it was definitely a Hoosier setting. And then we go on to the regionals and then go to the Fort Wayne to the semi-state, and then going to Indianapolis. And back in 76, I had never been to Indianapolis. We didn't travel a whole lot. So just going there and staying in the hotel, and I mean, the whole thing was pretty amazing to see what was happening. So all of that surrounding us, plus we're trying to get used to walking into Hinkle Fieldhouse. And I had seen on TV a game being played at Hinkle Fieldhouse, but had of course never been there. And you walk in and you see that huge place and you see the birds flying in the upper and the sun coming through those windows. And, you know, we're looking at that. We're thinking, how in the world, you know, because there's 20 people maybe at our game, the first game of the senior year, in the stands. And then, you know, here we are playing in front of 10,000 people, and it's just, you know, how quickly it advanced. But, you know, we just tried to go in and do what we had always done, and that's just play for each other and have fun, and never really had been in a real tight game except that sectional. So, you know, that last game, and then going in and playing East Chicago Roosevelt with LaTanya Pollard, who was, I think, the best player ever to come out of Indiana.
Agreed.
It was her sophomore year, luckily, but then they beat her again two years later. So it's just been amazing to see how far the game has come just in those 2 years from when we won in 76, and just the fun and the activity that was going on and the people cheering and the ride down there. I mean, it was all just a fantasy. Couldn't have dreamed it.
And what a storybook ending for you. All those hours you spent, you get opportunity in the last minute of the game to hit 5 free throws to have your team win the championship. That just must have been fabulous.
It really was. I mean, I at that moment, you don't look back on it, but then I think later on, and especially now, I look at those guys that I was playing out in the side yard with my brother's friends, and you know what my brother poured into me, and then what my parents allowed me to do, and you know, going back to you know, when we first went to Warsaw, and our practices were from 7 to 9 every night. And that was after the boys varsity would practice, the varsity and JV, and then the freshman team would practice. And then the intramural boys got it before we did. So we were 7 to 9, and we only had one car at home. And so going home after school and then coming back in the evening, was not really possible. And then my parents would have to drive back home and then come back up and pick me up again. So it was just too many trips. So I would just stay after school. And that's kind of what helped me so much, is that I would go in and watch the boys practice and kind of pick up little drills and things that they would do. And then I would practice doing those types of things. And
You've always had a coach in your blood, that it sounds like. You probably were a coach on the floor. You were watching those practices, and then you put that to good use when you became a coach yourself.
Well, I tried to. I had, like I said, there were a lot of people who influenced my basketball abilities growing up as a kid, and then also great people that I worked with once I graduated and became a coach myself. And, every player thinks they're going to be a great coach. And that first game of coaching, you don't realize that you have all of the, setup of the practice, and you got to organize all of the activities that are going to be happening and get the buses and get the, it just was a lot that you think you're just going to go in and work on X's and O's. And there's so much more to it. And attitudes of girls and how they change and meshing them together. And so I've been very blessed to have some great players along the way as well.
What was it like when you brought that Carmel team back to the state championship? Did you feel kind of a full circle moment of where you started and where you ended up as a coach?
Yes, I did. And it was a great honor. And the team that I had that took me to the state, that I was coaching, they were very similar to the team I played on in 76, in that they were a close-knit team. They bonded well, and they had made, because it was our 25th year when we went back. And so that was really special, because my teammates were going to be there from high school, because we were receiving an honor from the IHSAA for having won 25 years ago. And so it was kind of neat. And they knew that that was going to be happening. So the team had decided that at the beginning of the year, they were going to work as hard as they could to try and get me back to the state tournament, not only for themselves, but for me as well. And that was really an honor to have that opportunity. But yeah, the difference of playing in Hinkle and playing at that time was in Market Square. And, how girls basketball had progressed, it was just tremendous honor to be able to go back and experience that as a coach.
Well, you're a great representative, not only of Warsaw and your family, but of the state. And it was really very fitting that you got to coach a team at the state championship as well. So talk about what you think about where women's basketball and girls basketball is today. It's an exciting time. How do you feel about it, knowing where you started and where it started and where we are now?
I just can't even imagine what Caitlin Clark is going through now. Having been the first to be first, it was, a great, great honor. But with that comes a lot of responsibility and I really feel that responsibility to give back to the game. And that's why I continue to try and be a part of it. And I'm thankful for all those people like the IHSA that continues to, ask my opinions and give my thoughts on how the game is going and where it's going. And I look at Caitlin Clark and I know how crazy it was for me after the tournament, and everybody throughout the state knew who you were, and you just kind of wanted to crawl under a rug and hide for a while and just have some peace and quiet and some time, but you never get that. Mm-hmm. And so it's a great honor, but she has a lot to live up to and to carry on her shoulders. And I just hope people kind of give her some grace too, to realize that she's not at the top of her rung yet. She's still got some growth to do, and that, everybody just needs to give her some time to be who she is and find out who she is. Well, but I think the game itself, you know, I look at our team, you know, look at videos from when we played in the past. We were horrible. I mean, our defense was terrible. Our shooting is horrible. That just, you know, there was no flow to our offense. I mean, you just, and you see where it has come, but it's still, you know, as we saw several years back, looking at the NCAA championship and the workout facilities or warm-up facilities for the men and what their weight room was like and what the women got. I mean, we still have a long way to go, but I think Caitlin's taking us there, and this new group of college players and coaches, and I mean, everything's just getting better and better and better, and the growth is there, and we're getting the fan support now and getting advertising, and women are getting the respect that we deserved 70 years ago.
For sure. The one thing that I think about, I draw a parallel between Caitlin Clark and yourself. You were the right person at the right time when our state championship started. And I, you know, I've seen video. I didn't get to see you play in person, but you were exuberant. You were joyful. You were fun to watch. You were a great teammate. You were somebody that people wanted to support. And when that state championship happened, it turned people's heads. And luckily, you gave them a great show and they wanted to come back. And that is the parallel, because think about how many people are now watching women's basketball because they watch Caitlin Clark and it's fun to watch and they wanted to come back. So I personally thank you for being that person at that time, because I'm sure it wasn't easy. You probably didn't think about it in the moment, but it's very big for our state and for our girls in girls basketball.
Well, thank you for those kind words, but it's just like everything in life. Once you find your passion, and it definitely was a passion for me. I mean, I remember my mom always used to say, come back in the house, you know, bake the cookies, clean the house, help do the dishes. And I'd be out with all the boys just playing all the time. So she realized it was a passion very early on and allowed me that opportunity to follow my passion and to be a part of it. And that's why it's so important for me to give back in any way that I can to the game, because I have no idea where I would be without that first state tournament.
Wow, and that's awesome.
The IHSAA as well, because Pat Roy was a big push to get us going. And she always, you know, had kind words to say about me too, and said, I don't know where our tournament would have been without my enthusiasm for the game. And that's exactly what it was. I was playing for the love of the game and for the fun and for the love of my teammates.
That's when you do that, that comes through. And like I said, people were tuned in and that made a big difference, and then just kind of took off from there. Well, Judy, this has been a pleasure to talk with you. Thank you so much for giving us some of your time today. And we look forward to the state championship. We hope that you will join us, because this will be the 50th anniversary for your team. So having them back will be a treat.
All right. Thank you so much. We'll look forward to it. And good luck to all the teams out there ready to start this year.
That's great. Thanks, Judy. Thanks for joining us today. Tune in next time as we hear more great conversations with the legends of Indiana high school girls basketball. And remember, this is your IHSAA.